You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
It seems as though the Obama administration and its Health and Human Services Department just issue one after another government regulations that infringe upon conscience and religious liberty. The latest would require doctors to perform gender transition, as it is called, on those who request it, even on children. Joining us to talk about this regulation and a legal challenge to it on this Thursday afternoon, August the 25th, Lori Windham, Senior Attorney for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, based in Washington, D.C. Lori, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Todd, thank you for having me on.
What would this government regulation require, and to whom would it apply?
Well, according to the department that issued it, Health and Human Services, this regulation would apply to virtually every doctor in the United States. And what it requires is for doctors to perform gender transition procedures, even if they believe those procedures are not medically necessary or medically appropriate. This can even apply to procedures that would be performed on children.
Now, the Health and Human Services Department actually, you say, admits that these are not necessarily helpful procedures themselves in some way, don't they?
That's exactly right. They exempted their own insurance programs, Medicare and Medicaid, from having to cover these procedures. The scientific experts at HHS looked at the evidence and found that there was evidence of harm, and so they would not require Medicare and Medicaid to cover these procedures. And yet the political appointees at HHS looked at the same thing and decided that private insurers, private hospitals, and private doctors across the country would have to perform these procedures.
Would this apply to virtually every medical professional, every MD in the United States?
Yes, it will, according to their own estimates. Anyone who has received any form of federal funding, and that includes caring for the poor and elderly and being reimbursed for that through Medicare or Medicaid, would be subject to this new rule.
So let's talk about the lawsuit. Who is bringing this, and what is the rationale here?
The Beckett Fund is bringing this lawsuit. We've partnered with five states, and we're representing the Franciscan Alliance. This is an order of nuns who run hospitals, and also the Christian Medical Association, which has more than 17,000 medical professionals nationwide.
What does the research actually tell us about gender dysphoria in particular with children and kind of the long-term prognosis on that?
The research shows that up to 94% of children who struggle with gender dysphoria will outgrow it. They will not identify as transgender when they are adults. And so it's especially concerning when you're talking about starting these transition procedures very young, because there's a very high likelihood that these children, in fact, will not continue to want those procedures and want that transition as they grow older.
Are there medical risks to administering these kind of hormone treatments to children?
There certainly are risks with this. This can include things like higher risks of heart disease, loss of bone density, and other serious problems.
What do we know about medical professionals and their concerns about this outside those who are bringing the lawsuits?
We know that medical professionals are very concerned because this is the first time that the government has decided to override a doctor's medical judgment. These are decisions that are usually made between patients and their doctors. And now you have bureaucrats in Washington who have decided to interfere.
Would this regulation have the force of law? Often these things that come from departments of under the executive branch like HHS. What is the force of this regulation?
This regulation does have the force of law. What the department has done here is to take a provision that Congress passed in the Affordable Care Act and interpret it to say that it must cover gender transition procedures. And so this does apply to doctors, hospitals, insurers. And if they don't comply, they can be subject to lawsuits, loss of federal funding, and other penalties.
So the consequences here would be for those who would conscientiously object or refuse to follow this regulation could be serious.
The consequences could be severe. A doctor who refuses to perform these procedures could be sued. If that doctor works for a hospital, the hospital could be sued. And that means the doctor could lose her job and have a very difficult time finding another job somewhere else. Any future employer would know they're going to be open to a lawsuit.
Do you foresee that becoming fertile ground for those who would activists on the side of transgender rights to legally test this on a few doctors or hospitals?
We are very concerned that lawsuits could start to go forward against doctors very soon. In fact, there's already been a lawsuit filed in Arizona. And so we know that these are coming soon, and that's why it's so important to go ahead and start this legal proceeding that we have filed in Texas and make sure that these doctors and hospitals know what their rights are.
If the Beckett Fund and those on behalf of whom they are acting here, if they win this, what becomes of this regulation?
Well, that's a good question. It would depend on what exactly the courts decided to do. If they decided that the agency had overstepped its bounds, if they decided to create some targeted, narrow exceptions, it's really too early in the lawsuit to know for sure.
The Obama administration, with respect to other things like religious liberty, as you well know, have proven to be pretty tenacious when it comes to fighting these things in court all the way to the Supreme Court. Do you anticipate that kind of tenacity on the part of the Obama administration?
You know, I would love to see Health and Human Services look at their own evidence and see that, wow, what they have done is really not supportive. I don't know that I'm optimistic that that will happen, but, you know, we will be anxious to see what their response is in court.
We are often told that people with religious sensibilities are anti-science. But who's really being anti-science on this issue of transgenderism?
The science shows that most children with gender dysphoria will grow up not to identify as transgender. And so the science here is on the side of doctors who say, we want to think about this, we want to look at this carefully, we want to make the best decision for our patient, not a decision that is dictated by a bureaucrat in Washington.
Is this, in the end, even broader than an issue of religious liberty for doctors?
It's much broader than that. We have doctors who are inspired by their faith to serve and want to do that. But this goes even more broadly in telling doctors what their medical judgment ought to be.
Lori Windham is a senior attorney for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty based in Washington, D.C. You can find out more about their work at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Lori, thank you for your time.
Todd, thank you for having me on.
We're going to spend the next hour of Issues Etc. in this special three-hour edition of Issues Etc. live this Thursday, August the 25th, in part three of our series on setting the Lord's table. It's been a long time. It's been months and months since we started this series. And Pastor Will Whedon is back in studio with us. Today, we're going to be talking about redeeming the time, how the church marks time, not only in conjunction with Christ's own life, death, and resurrection, but also moving toward the fulfillment of all things. I'm Todd Wilkin. More Issues Etc. after this.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.